The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome back to the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and it's hard to believe that the 2022 high school football season is just around the corner. So the off season is over. Preseason preparations are underway, and then regular season's just around the corner. And by the time this episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast is finished, so just barely was well over 2 weeks away. Well over 2 weeks away from the start of this regular season. And that'll follow an off season that was filled with changes and turmoil, and that included the most contentious reclassification in the history of Georgia high school sports, and of course that reclassification. It will let the way so many changes, and obviously going to start with the coaching changes, followed by a quick look at which teams are playing where in which regions, and then some team previews. So not much time to waste. Going to go ahead and get going right now. And obviously going to start with the coaching changes during this offseason and just quickly go through all those changes, starting with the in Class 7A, Region 1, 7A, with the Colquitt County Packers and Sean Calhoun, a former assistant under former head coach Rush Probst, and will come in as the Packers head coach replacing Justin Rogers, who resigned after three seasons to become the head coach at Thomas County Central. And just down Highway 133, just outside of Valdosta, the Lions Vikings have a new head coach in Zach Grage. Grage, spelled G-R-A-G-E, and Grage replaced Jamie DeBose, who resigned to take a job in his home state of Alabama at Orange Beach High School near Mobile. And DeBose was 10-2 and 10-3 during his two seasons at Lowndes. And in Region 1-6A, and mentioned Thomas County Central, and Justin Rogers comes in. As mentioned earlier, Justin Rogers left Colquitt County to become the head coach at Thomas County Central, replacing Ashley Henderson, who was let go after four seasons. It's in the last two seasons at the TCC, Henderson led the Yellow Jackets to the playoffs, only to be eliminated in the first round. And Henderson has since taking the head coaching job at Jasper County in Middle Georgia. And so Rogers replaced Rush Probst, who was fired after 11 seasons at Colquitt County. And during that time, Probst led the Packers to back-to-back undefeated seasons, 30 straight wins over two full seasons in 2014 and 2015, resulting in state championships, of course, and then I mentioned too many times the controversies that Rush Probst found himself in, not only at Colquitt County, but also at Valdosta, and not going to delve into too much into the circumstances that led the Probst firing at either Colquitt County or Valdosta, but back to Thomas County Central. And it'll be interesting to see if Rodgers can put the TCC program in contention. And moving right along quickly to the other coaching changes and during this offseason. And the Crisp County Cougars have named Lawrence Smith as the head coach, who replaced Miguel Patrick. And Miguel Patrick left the Miguel Patrick spent only one season at Crisp County and to lead the Packers, I mean the Cougars out of Cordell to a 9-4 record and another quarterfinal appearance, and more on Crisp County later in this episode. And also in Class AAA, and Jonathan DeLay, D-E-L-A-Y, comes in to replace Zach Grage, who's now at Lowndes. And DeLay has some big shoes to fill there. And then not only taking over a program that made its first state championship appearance in nearly three decades, but also having to play in a new region and then several changes in Region 1AA. And at Cook, Byron Slack comes in to replace Jamie Rogers, and Rogers with a D-O-D-G-E-R-S, and Rogers with a D spent the last 3 years as Cook's head coach. In Sumter County, Clifford Fed takes over for Roger Couch, who also spent the last three seasons coaching the Panthers up in Americas and in the newly renamed Sumter County High School, will begin its second season under that name. And only that, then Sumter County will also compete in Region 1AA, and Worth County have a new head coach in Jeff Hammond, who comes in to replace Philip Ironside, who stepped down after spending two seasons there, back-to-back four-win seasons. And in Class Single A, Division 2, actually it's Division 1 in Class Single A, Leonard Guyton, former standout at quarterback at Thomas County Central, and later in NCAA Division II, Carson Newman up in Tennessee, is the new head coach at Pelham, replacing Lamar Landing and Charles Truitt. And it's in the Class Single A Division II, Charles Truitt, who was a coach at Monroe the last 20 years, and actually spent the last 17 years past 17 years as Monroe's head coach. He's now the head coach at Randolph Clay High School in Cuthbert, Georgia, replacing Scott Swantic. Swantic spelled S-W-A-N-T-I-C. And Swantic lasted just one season coaching the Red Devils. And Patola Charter has Daniel McFather as his new head coach. And he replaced Matt Fowler. And also a one-and-done deal as far as coaching there. And Turner County and Ben Simmons, who spent his one season in 2017 as Worth County's head coach, will replace Kevius Johnson, who coached the Titans for the past two seasons. And the GISA, or GIAA, and Southwest Georgia Academy in Damascus, has Kerry Morris as the Warriors' new head coach. replacing Daniel McFather. So those are all the coaching changes to report on at this time going into this 2022 season. And now taking a look at the reclassification and the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter is reporting that out of 412 GHSA football teams, 129 of them are in new classifications, and 92 of them have new head coaches, which I just mentioned. And starting in Region 17A, and Lowndes and Valdosta will share a region for the first time since 2015. Hard to believe. It's been 7 years since these two longtime rivals down in Wartersville, USA, were part of the same region as well as classification. And then and just hearing the words of reunited, it feels so good. And so the annual Wartersville Classic, at least for this season and next, will have new meaning. And closer to home here in Albany, Georgia, where this podcast is recorded, and Darty, Monroe, and Westover, we're in the same region, 14A, for the past two seasons, 2020 and 2021, but we'll be split up, and more on that momentarily. And in Region 17A this year has Camden County, Colwick County, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and Valdosta. And already mentioned that Colquitt and Lowndes will have new head coaches, and Sean Calhoun and Zach Grage, as well as Shelton Felton, is entering his second year in at Valdosta. And then Jeff Heron in his second season, have a second stint at Camden County. And he spent some time in North Georgia, I think. Even spent some time in as a head coach in South Carolina. And at Camden County, Richmond Hill, along the Georgia coast. So at least Camden County will have a much needed travel partner. So Camden's pretty much been isolated in the southeastern corner of the state for years. With the addition of Richmond Hill, at least both of those schools will have a relatively short road trip, because for those other region games, then they're gonna have to go deep down into the heart of South Georgia, with Colquitt County, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and all five schools will be doing a lot of traveling back and forth down U.S. Highway 84 or 82, or traveling some of those back roads to get to some of these games this season. And gonna move on to 6A quickly. And the Lee County Trojans are still in 6A in the second largest classification. And the same with Houston County and north side of Warner Robins. But the Trojans from Leesburg under head coach Dean Fabrizio will get a couple of new rivals. We're down in South Georgia, Thomas County Central, Tiff County, beginning year number two under head coach Noel Dean, and veterans up in Kathleen, Georgia, up in the mid-state of Houston County. I see Houston County has a new head coach in Jeremy Edwards, replacing Ryan Crawford, who left after spending the five seasons as head coach, and Joshua Ingram replacing Milan Turner at veterans, and the Trojans will be looking for their sixth straight region title, and as well as the third state title in the last over the past 6 years. And Lee County has probably one of the toughest schedules anywhere in the state, which I hope to mention in a future episode. And what about Class 4A? In the past 2 years, I just mentioned earlier that Daugherty, Monroe, and Westover in Region 1 4A. And unlike Lowndes and Valdosta, we're in the same region for the first time in 7 years. Daugherty, Monroe, and Westover all split up. Instead, you have just the Westover Patriots from here in Albany. And staying in a new-look Region 1-4A, or Quad A, joining two schools from Columbus in Shaw and Hardaway, as well as traditional Southwest Georgia powerhouses like Cairo and Bainbridge. And how about Region 1-AAA in the Daugherty and Monroe? The other two schools within the Daugherty County school system will join the likes of Carver of Columbus and Columbus High, both in Columbus, Georgia. And Carver has a new head coach in Pierre Coffey, replacing former Daugherty wide receiver and Georgia Southern standout and later Daugherty head coach and Corey Joyner. And Joyner stepped down after leading the Tigers to the Class 4A state championship game, losing to Benedictine of Savannah, and also got the Crisp County Cougars in Region 1-AAA. We're going to be talking about those Cougars a lot throughout this episode. And same with the Daugherty Trojans, coming off their best season in more than 1.5 decades, and the Monroe Tornadoes will be there, and I already mentioned Thomasville. And moving up from Class AA to Class AAA, and not only will Thomasville look to win that first state championship since 1988, and they're trying to do it under a new head coach in Jonathan DeLay, not going to be an easy task for sure. For sure, and AA, and the changes there. In Region 1, you got Berrien, Cook, and Dodge County out of Eastman, Georgia, moving over from this Region 2 or 3, Region 3, and Fitzgerald, the defending Class AA state champions. First title since way back in 1948 in another school from Southeast Georgia, Lower Southeast Georgia. And Jeff Davis out of Hazelhurst and the Sumter County Panthers, Worth County Rams. So, and Thomasville's out, so is Early County. Moving down to Class Single A, Division II, and more on that in a moment. And then you got And the teams left over, you got Berrien, Cook, Fitzgerald, Sumter County, Worth County, and then joining that region, it'll be Dodge County from Middle Georgia and out of Eastman, and Jeff Davis from Southeast Georgia. And even with those wholesale changes, and Region 1 AA will still be very, very tough, very, very competitive from top to bottom. And moving on to Class Single A in Division 1, replacing public and private schools, and because of all the changes in the and had one of more than a dozen members, there for Windsor here and Albany being among them, said that they had enough of the GHSA and all the nonsense. They said we had enough. They pretty much told the GHSA, we had enough for you. We're out of here. We're dropping down to the GISA. With GSSA Class Single A Division One, and you got Bacon County, and last year's Single A Public State Champions, the Brooks County Trojans, and Maurice Freeman, and then Irwin County won back-to-back state titles in Single A Public in 2019-2020, and Pelham with new head coach Eric Guyton, and Class Single A. And Division Two, and I think all these fans who follow and follow teams like Lanier County and Turner County will probably like being in that new league, and more region, more on that in a moment. And Region 1 Single A Division 2 has Bacon County, Early County, Miller County, Mitchell County, Patola Charter. You got the two charter schools in the same league. You got Randolph Clay, Seminole County, and Terrell County rounding out that region. And Region 2 Single A Division 2. And then you got Atkinson County, Charlton County, Lanier County, Turner County. We got more of that South Central, Southeast Georgia flavor, and I think fans of both Lanier and Turner counties obviously gonna like that. Gonna like the look of that region. So especially since they no longer have to put up with Brooks County or Irwin County in that league. And you see, and before moving on to the GISA, I think, obviously, anyone that's been following the off the field news in college football or in college sports in general, obviously. And a lot of them know, a lot of you listening know by now that USC and UCLA have punted on the Pac-12 and going on to the Big Ten. Oklahoma and Texas just a year before announced that they would be leaving the Big 12 for the SEC in just a few years, so they buy no later than 2025. And it seems like the Georgia High School Association had its own issues with realignment. And on January 14th, the GHSA finally put its stamp of approval to the reclassification, and put an end to the most tumultuous reclassification process in decades, if not ever. And that's according to the Georgia High School Football Daily. So, and with the Class Single A, and there's no more public private schools. Instead, you have Divisions 1 and 2, and both of those new sub-classifications, if you will have private as well as public schools. And I think, not only that, starting in 2024, the Georgia High School Association will go back to 6 classifications, technically 7, instead of the current 7 or technical 8 classification setup has been in place since 2016. And I think if the Georgia High School Association didn't take that action to have one less classification within the next couple of years, and Georgia General Assembly, which is the state legislature here in Georgia, would have basically said, look, we don't trust the leadership of the GHSA to effectively govern high school sports and extracurricular activities in our state. So we should go ahead and put ourselves in charge. So a lot of just issues there, which included transfers being forced to sit out a year unless they moved into their new districts. So, and also travel was another reason why there'll be fewer classifications going forward. And see, and according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter, which is a good source for high school sports coverage, now in its 14th season, it's not likely that one fewer class will make a huge difference in travel issues, but in the political crisis, I mean, that's the thing. I think having one less classification, or, well, at least in all the political wrangling, in all the politicking, at least for now. And we're gonna move right along here. And it's now time to, it's now time to take a look inside the previews for many of our teams here in the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And starting with the Bakerton Community Charter School Blazers out of Bakerton, Georgia, some 10-15 miles south of Albany in Bakerton in Mitchell County, just barely across the Daugherty-Mitchell County line. Or before you even do that, how about the GISA? Or it's the Georgia Independent Athletics Association and the Deerfield Windsor Knights, one of the 13 or 14 schools that were in the GHSA the last few years. And Deerfield spent the last 2 years in the GHSA, but they're now back in the GISA, or in the newly rechristened GIAA, the Georgia Independent Athletics Association, and Deerfield Windsor will join their longtime rivals like Brookwood out of Thomasville, and Southland out of America's Terrell Academy from Dawson, Tift area from Tift County, and the tiny town of Chula, Georgia, and Valwood and Valdosta. And all six of those schools will be in the new district 4A and AAA, 4A, 4A-AAA. So it will be class 4A, 3A, if you will. Let's just call it class 4A, 3A, and district 3A, 4A, district 4A, 3A. And so that's a mouthful. A real mouthful, and getting you—that's a lot to get used to. And class AA, yeah, Southwest Georgia Academy, and Georgia Christian, in Region 3, in single A. And you got Grace Christian out of Bainbridge, Georgia. And Grace Christian and right in the shadow of the Bainbridge Bearcats. And you see, and that's gonna, and they're in Region 1 single A with Flint River Academy and Woodbury, and that's in Meriwether County, about an hour north of Columbus, and about, say, a good 90 minutes southwest of Atlanta, and Folding Academy and Pinehurst, Georgia, and Harvester Christian. And I don't know where that school is, but obviously it's a long way from here. You see, the Harvester Christian Hawks are located in Douglasville, Georgia, just west of Atlanta. And I'm thinking that's got to be a long road trip. I mean, it's got to be a long road trip. I've seen Grace Christian is in Bainbridge, Georgia, Decatur County, and that's our area. And that's our neck of the that's this neck of the woods. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look at these. Some of these teams from our coverage area. Let me start with Bacon and Charter in Region 1 Single A Division 2 in the GHSA. And seeing in Bacon entering its 13th season of play. And as far as football is concerned, and the Blazers have never had a winning season, but obviously, and the Blazers hope to change that in the 2022 edition. The Blazers hope to change that, and Bacon finished just 1-8 in 2021, and then followed a 1-7 mark in a pandemic shortened season in 2020, and 4-6 in 2019, and 2019 was the last full season for the Blazers. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And also, you're mentioning the Bainbridge Bearcats. And Bainbridge. And even with the changes in their region, 1-4A, and they still, I still think they're going to be the team to beat in Region 1-4A. And then Bainbridge will join Cairo and their longtime rivals from 15-20 miles east, as well as two Columbus schools in Hardaway and Shaw and Westover Albany. And you got Berrien, the Rub, and Berrien out of Nashville, Georgia. And Berrien. And Berrien will look to turn things around. And Berrien will look to try to put themselves in the hunt for a playoff berth. And Berrien's last trip to the postseason was 2017, finishing 4-7 overall. And Berrien was 5-5 the following year, but didn't make the playoffs. And going winless in region, 1AA play, as a matter of fact. In the last three seasons, were 2-8, 2-8, and 4-6 on under Tim Alligood. And mentioning the Brooks County Trojans from Quitman now under Maurice Freeman, and Brooks County won their first state title since 1994, when they competed at the Class Single A level. So in the New Look Region 1 Single A Division 1, Brooks County will try to win back-to-back state titles, albeit in different classifications. Then Brooks County will open their season on August 19th, hosting the Thomasville Bulldogs. And it seems like Brooks County has a challenging, almost always seems to have a challenging schedule year in and year out. And it's a schedule after Thomasville. The Trojans will host Wayne County under new head coach Jabo Shaw, who's the head coach at Raven County. And then they go to Cook and Mitchell County and Bainbridge, also hosting Pike Liberal Arts out of Alabama, and then visiting Early County on October 14th. And then the final three games are all in the region, home against Irwin County on October 21st. And that could bear region one single A division one over both teams at Bacon County, and home against Pelham and head coach Leonard Guyton and Cairo. And a perennial powerhouse team. When I say perennial powerhouse, I do mean perennial powerhouse. And always expect Steve DeVarsney to have his team in the hunt. And Cairo's been the hunt year in and year out. And DeVarsney begins his eighth season as a Serpent Makers head coach. And obviously this year will be no different. And then and he's led the Serpent Makers to the quarterfinal appearances in 2016 and 2018. And the Serpent Makers finished 11-2 overall in 16 and 10-3 in 18. And Hero finished 8-3 in 2019, 5-5 in 2020. Although it was 4-1 in the region, and 7-4 a year ago. In the last 2 years, the Serpent Makers advanced to the second round, only to have their season end there during that span. And I expect Cairo to be right in the hunt in Colquitt County under head coach Sean Calhoun. And no easy task for Calhoun in his rookie season down there. And also coming from Alabama, Sean Calhoun comes to Colquitt County from Vestavia Hills in Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. And you got a tough non-region schedule facing Deerfield Beach of Florida in the Florida Georgia Challenge being played at Lowndes High School and Martin Stadium, and right near the velocity limits, home against Stockbridge and Stockbridge in the South Metro Atlanta area, Henry County. And that program's made some deep postseason runs over the years, and competing at the Class 4A level in Region 5, and then going against the Tiff County Blue Devils, dropping down to 6A. And Lee County is next on September 9th. Then after a bye week, they face Cedar Grove, Class AAA school institution up in the Metroland area, and then host Lincoln out of Tallahassee, Florida, and then the region games, October 14th, home against Camden County, home against Lowndes on October 21st, and then back-to-back road games to close out the season, both against the Wildcats wearing the black and gold colors at Valdosta on October 28th, and at Richmond Hill on November 4th. And see, you mentioned Cook has a new head coach in Byron Slack, and replacing Jamie Rogers, Rogers with a D, spelled R-O-D-G-E-R-S. And seeing the Cook is coming off a 5-6 season, and with the Hornets from Adel, Georgia, Cook Hornets, that is coming off a season which they finished 5-6 overall, and 2-3 in Region 1AA. And Cook, and it's hard to believe it's been more than, 21 years. 23 years, almost 23 years or so since Cook last missed the playoffs in the 1999 team, was the last team at Cook High from Adel, Georgia, to miss postseason play of any kind. Hornets were 5-5, but fell short of the playoffs. And I'm gonna move right along here to the Crisp County Cougars. And just like Cook, Crisp County has a brand new head coach in Miguel Patrick. And matter of fact, Crisp County's gone through so many head coaches over the last 4 to 5 years. And Lawrence Smith replaced Miguel Patrick in just last one season, and Patrick replaced Brad Harbor, spelled H-A-R-B-E-R, and he left after losing the eventual state champion Pierce County and at the Class AAA level in 2020. And Harbor replaced Shelton Felton, who was there for just 2 seasons. And see, like, for whatever reason, the last coaches that Crisp County has had have lasted, an average of about 2 or 3 years, give or take. So it seems like longevity in this coaching business, in the coaching profession, especially at the high school level, has been non-existent. And seen dating back to 2016, and Crisp County has advanced to the semifinals, second round, first round, state runner-up, semifinal appearance in 2020, and quarterfinal appearance last year. So it'll be interesting to see if Smith can not only get Crisp County back in the playoffs, but go on another deep run like they did back in 2020, when the Cougars reached the semifinals, and the year before that, when they went all the way to the championship game and almost finished here. And Deerfield Windsor Knights going back to the GISA under the new GIAA banner. So the Knights begin their third season under head coach Jake McCray, who replaced longtime head coach Alan Lowe, who's now the head of school. Now the head of school at Deerfield, Windsor. And for those people that don't know what a head of school is, the head of school, also known as the headmaster, is basically the private school equivalent of a principal at a public school. And this Knights team will try to get a fresh start being back in the GISA and replaced longtime head coach Alan Lowe. So obviously in the last 2 years, Deerfield Windsor had won just 5 games combined, including 1 win in Region 1 Single-A private action. So the Knights were just 2-8 in 2020. And just a little bit better last year, 3-7. But nevertheless, I mean, the Knights missed out on postseason play both times. And the Daugherty Trojans are coming off their best season in the last 15, 16 years. And Daugherty finished 10-3 on the season. But they're only losses within the league. Coming to the top two teams in the region, Bainbridge, the region champions and region runner-up, and Cairo. And as mentioned earlier, the Syrup Makers reached the second round, and again, the Daugherty season ended in the quarterfinal round, losing to Cairo. And it'll be interesting to see if Daugherty can repeat last year's success in competing in one classification or one rung lower, going from Class 4A in 2021 to Class AAA in 2022. And speaking of going down one classification, we have the Early County Bobcats moving down from Class AA to Class Single-A Division 2. And head coach Joel Harvin and his Bobcats are down in Blakely, Georgia. Will look to get back into the playoff hunt after going 4-6 last year and losing in the first round of last year's playoffs. And an unusual setup for 2022, unlike most schools or teams, Early County will be playing most of their region games in the first half of the season. And it seems like Early County wants to get that season out of the way, at least as far as region games are concerned, opening the season at Miller County on August 19th, and then going to Seminole County on August 26th, and then their home opener on September 2nd, first of 4 non-region contests. We'll see the Bobcats hosting the Schley County Wildcats out of Elleville, Georgia, competing in Region 6. Of Class Single-A Division 2, home against Terrell County on September 9th, home against Bakerton Charter on September 16th, and then at Mitchell County on September 23rd, and then after a bye week, the Bobcats will head up to Blake head up to Cuthbert, Georgia to face the Randolph Clay Red Devils, and new head coach Charles Truitt, and a former head coach at Monroe here in Albany for so many years, October 14th. And he's got three straight non-region games to close out the regular season. Home against Brooks County and head coach Maurice Freeman on October 14th. Hosting Eufaula, Alabama, the home finale. And then at Irwin County and the other team from Region 1, CLA Division 1 to finish the season on October 28th, all the way out in Ocala, Georgia. And this was before, and obviously the schedule was made before, reclassification controversy was settled. But in any case, it'll be interesting to see how this Early County team, it'll be interesting to see if Early County can compete as well as contend in the new Region 1 Single A Division 2. So, quickly to wrap things up, I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to do my best to try and interview as many of these head coaches as all possible throughout this 2022 regular season. And don't forget to follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWJ Network throughout this 2022 season. And not only that, not only can you find follow all the high school football action this upcoming season on Twitter, SWJ Network, which includes frequent score updates every Friday night or any other day. Any other night, whether it be Thursday or Saturday nights during the season. You can also follow the Southwest Georgia Network Twitter feed at SWJ Network for all things Southwest Georgia news, including severe weather, the weather period. And once again, Southwest Georgia Network is on Twitter at SWJ Network. And of course, this podcast will be online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, on Spotify, on Anchor, or wherever you get your podcast. So that's going to do it for this week. Hope to be back at it next time. Hope to be back at it every Monday throughout this season, and hope to continue through the playoffs in November and December, and hopefully Brooks County, Fitzgerald, or some of the other teams from our area will be among the last teams holding up that state championship trophy. So that's going to do it. I'm Walter Johnson, and again, hope to hear from you again soon. Stay safe. God bless you and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.